USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police in New York City patrolling Jewish neighborhoods after five people are stabbed in a knife attack at a rabbi's house. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio calling the attack in Rockland County horrific, but said the NYPD's deployed a visible presence around other Jewish houses of worship in the city since. An American astronaut making history aboard the International Space Station. NASA says Christina Cook of Grand Rapids, Michigan, broke the record yesterday for the longest space flight by a woman. She's been at the ISS for over 289 days in a row now, breaking a record set in the past by American astronaut Peggy Whitson. Here on Earth, a powerful winter storm is dumping heavy snow across the plains, now barreling into the upper Midwest. Winter storm warnings posted from Colorado to Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
LSU clobbers Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl yesterday in Atlanta.
Final score, LSU 63, Oklahoma 28.
That from ESPN. It means that LSU will play Clemson on January 13th for the College Football National Championship. That's because Clemson also defeated Ohio State 29-13 in the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale yesterday. Well-known sports reporter Carly McCord was among five people killed in the crash of a small plane in Lafayette, Louisiana yesterday morning. The daughter-in-law of LSU's offensive coordinator, Steve Ensminger, was on her way to cover the Peach Bowl. She was often an in-game host for broadcasts of the NFL's Saints and the NBA's Pelicans. Russia's conducting joint naval exercises with China and Iran, a four-day drill that's underway in the Sea of Oman, reportedly aimed at improving security in the region. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Archaeologists with Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History have found what they believe is an ancient jungle city at least 1,000 years old. Researchers found the ruins while doing conservation work in the area and say the Mayan palace is believed to date as far back as 1050 BC. The structure was discovered in the ruins of the ancient city of Kaluba. Kaluba shares ties with other important Mayan cities like Chichen Itza, as the civilization controlled large regions that are now southern Mexico, Guatemala, Belize, and Honduras. The institute said archaeologists want to research additional areas around Kaluba's central square, where ruins of residential buildings, an altar, and an oven have already been found, but not yet investigated. One country is banning certain U.S. Democrats. USA's John Hunt explains.
Two United States senators have been barred from visiting the Philippines over a measure that seeks to punish Philippine officials involved in the detainment of a top critic of President Rodrigo Duterte and his anti-drug crackdown. Salvador Pinello, a spokesman for Duterte, said during a news conference that the Philippine president ordered the Bureau of Immigration to deny Senators Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, and Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, entry into the country. Pinello said, "We will not sit idly if they continue to interfere with our process as a sovereign state."
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.